We're doing Pirkei Avot with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. And we were up to the second chapter, the 14th Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar had taught us, "Avei shakud lilmot Torah, she vedam shetashiv napikoros." A person has to focus to learn Torah, to set up time, to set up focus. And the person has to know what he would answer someone who challenges our tradition. Veda lifnei mi ata amel. A person has to recognize who is the one before whom he is working. A person has to know that Hashem knows what we're thinking. And within a person's learning, that affects him. His learning should be a learning which recognizes that his thoughts are being observed as well. U'mi u'bal m'lachtecha sheishalem lecha schal pulatecha. And who has hired you? Who is your employer who will ultimately pay you? Explains Rabbeinu Yonah. That even within learning Torah, a person can be deceitful in their learning. And being that one's employer is Hashem, so he knows if the Torah is truthful or deceitful. So that's point number one. Now, where does it say what's called this learning Torah deceitfully? So the Talmud says, if a person stays up at night, he's not focused when he's learning the next day. The Talmud says, if a person isn't careful to get things accurately, figures, I got it, approximately. A person has to try to get it right, because ultimately we have to live the Torah we're learning. So then we have to have an accurate understanding. So that's called learning deceitfully, where I learn just,
Those are harsh.
Very harsh, yeah. Very harsh, very tough, yeah.
Jump into that. I'm not late at where I can go, because I won't be able to focus.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be very high level to really, I think, to put yourself at that standard, I think.
Well, I don't know. I think it's a greater weakness in our day and age than it used to be. I don't think people used to have this temptation to stay up late at night.
Or to get it exactly right, and if I, I just want to be able to say it, pronounce it this way, that way. It's not, I would love to get it exactly right, but it's first. Let me just get it. It's just this kind of. It seems very stringent. That's it.
So let's take a step back. The Talmud says, "Ligros inish vehadal lismo." Let a person first encompass. Let a person learn the Torah from a let's call it a bird's eye view. And then let him go into the depth of understanding the reasoning. So for sure there's a component in learning where a person's learning is not so focused to the point where he has to get a bottom line and delineate exactly what each halacha is saying.
Exactly, when you say accurate, that's what I think of. I think, when you read from Haftarah beautifully, I sure don't read it that way. I'm not going to, you get a berichu instead of a brachu,
I don't think that's so critical. That's not the issue. Even though technically the Gemara brings the story that when Yoav went to war on behalf of David HaMelech and he fought Amalek, so he only fought the men and he let the women live. And then he comes back to David and David asks him, "Why'd you do that?" So he tells David, "It's a pasuk in Torah." David asks him, "What pasuk?" He says, "It says, Timche et Zachar Amalek. Only wipe out the men of Amalek." David tells him, No. It's Timche et Zecher Amalek, the remembrance of Amalek. So Yoav says, "But that's not what my Rebbe taught me when I was in Cheder, when I was in elementary school." Yoav drew his sword and went riding to his Rebbe's house. And he said, you didn't take your job seriously. You taught me something wrong. All of Israel is paying the price for that today." So that's an example of that, the Talmud says.
I understand it, and I certainly understand it with leadership, just like about Corey has to read it differently than I would. But I hear you. It just jumped at me a little bit. I won't belabor it, because your examples are fine, and if people are at a level with, it's a huge difference. You can get the wrong message all the time. People do, when you believe we're doing correct, we're not. And you just gave a perfect example just 5 minutes ago with tea leaves.
Okay, look, this is, it's different if a person learns the Torah as an applied science or a theoretical science. When we're learning it to perform, to understand correctly, so then we have to understand it correctly.
Certainly the goal. I hear you. I just he said the, was it the, something that came to mind and now just, sorry, go ahead.
ועוד כי איך לא תתרח בה, והנה יהיה לך שכר גדול עליה. So secondly, he says, the first reason he says is, your employer is Hashem. So he's paying attention. It's like, you know, people work differently when they have a video camera watching them. So we have a video camera watching us. Hashem knows if we're focusing or not, and that's part of the work we have to put in when we learn to invest our focus, to invest our energies. And secondly, why wouldn't a person invest his energies? Now, he's getting paid a high wages for it. Now, you could trust him. He is going to pay. And even though we learned earlier, a person shouldn't do his service of Hashem for the sake of reward. But nonetheless, sometimes a person has to contend with his desires. He wants to do something else. And he has to drive himself to do what's right. So then it's good to think, hey, I'm getting rewarded for this.
If you're at the level where that motivates you, you better do it right, for sure. You're I take before was when I thought of it, when you would tell the buffering of the guys here, you know, if you get up late, still go to shul, even if you come in after lady, whatever, that would fly a little bit. If you're up late and you're not all there anyway, you could say, says the Hashem doesn't want me, but that's why.
ועוד כי לא הזהירו לדעת את זה כדי לעבוד את המקום ברוך הוא מפני סיבת השכר, אלא שכשם שאדם חייב לחקור ולידע ייחודו של מקום וגדלותו ותבונתו ונפלאותיו ושרסה כדי להוסיף בו אהבה, כך חייב לידע שישלם שכר הפעולה לעלות על ליבו גודל חסדיו של מקום ברוך הוא. And furthermore, Rabbeinu Yonah says, our sages didn't come to tell us that our service of Hashem should be because we're expecting the wages. But just as a person has to understand that Hashem is single, that Hashem is awesome, that Hashem has understanding, we have to understand the greatness of Hashem to the best of our capacity, and that drives us to love and appreciate Hashem. By the same token, a person has to know that ultimately Hashem is going to pay him off, and that helps him recognize Hashem's kindness. Now, in truth, Rabbeinu Yonah is describing a complete philosophy here. He, in one word, he has actually answered a great philosophical question. Let's just finish the last two lines and then we'll get back to it. אף על פי שהוא אדון כל המעשים וקונה הכל וכולנו עבדיו לעובדו ולשרתו כעבד מקנת כסף בלא שייתן שכר פרס ושכר פעולתנו איתנו. Even though technically he's our master and we got to do his service, just like a servant has to do his work, even without getting paid, And here Hashem says, I will pay you off. He doesn't owe it to us. It's his kindness that does it. And this will ultimately help us love him more and serve him out of awe and out of love. When we can analyze and recognize this aspect of our service. Now, what the Rabbeinu Yonah wrote over here is an answer to many questions. I'll take one question and then you'll see how it can extrapolate. The Chassam Sofer asks a philosophical question. He says, is keeping Torah and mitzvos like, let's say, like stopping at a red light? So if it's like stopping at a red light, it's something elementary, it's expected of everyone. So I understand why a person's punished if they transgress. Because the elementary life the Torah wants us to lead is a life of observancy. Fine, I could understand why a person's punished if he does not. But then why should he get rewarded if he observes the Torah? Why do we get rewards for it? We did what we had to. And if keeping the Torah is like running into a burning building, it's an act of valor. So I understand why we get rewarded for it, but I can't understand why a person would get punished if they transgress. Not everyone has to do acts of valor. So he says, either we should be rewarded for what we're doing because it's the whole Torah is acts of valor, so then don't punish us if we don't. or else we can be punished if we don't observe the Torah, but then what's the logic in rewarding us if we do observe the Torah? Which one is it? He says the two don't match. You don't punish someone for not doing something that merits a reward. You don't reward someone for something that merits a punishment. Question is clear, yes? Okay, so the Chasam Sofer answers, and in fact his answer is here in Rabbeinu Yonah. He says technically observance of Torah is like stopping at a red light. It's the minimal obligation that a human being has on the planet. It's not something that really deserves a reward. Technically, we have to adhere to the Torah even without reward. Hashem says, I'll be nice to you. I'll give you a reward. It's Hashem's kindness. But it's not that we're doing an act of valor. Yeah, we deserve it. Look at how great we are. We actually kept the Torah. No. Even if it's difficult, that's our minimal obligation. We don't really deserve the reward. It's Hashem's kindness that gives us the reward. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah wrote here, a few centuries before the Chasam Sofer. He says, if you think about it, if you recognize that Hashem is giving reward, so then you see Hashem's kindness. Because technically, we're obligated to do it because He's the master. You like it, you don't like it, He doesn't have to pay you anything for it. So the Chasam Sofer whole answer over there is really already written over here in Rabbeinu Yonah and our Mishnah. That the wages we get for the mitzvos we perform are an act of kindness on behalf of Hashem. He doesn't owe us anything, we're not doing any acts of valor. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. A person should recognize who his employer is and trust him, he's going to pay you. And that helps us appreciate Hashem, because we appreciate that even though he doesn't owe us anything, he's going to do that act of kindness and give us something for what we're doing.